Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Emmerden of the Paulus Fathers.
Last Sunday, I met Jesus on the corner of Grant and California Street, right here in Chinatown, right in front of our church. He told me that he was here for his second coming, and so I thanked him for all that he was doing for us. That seemed to make him happy, at least for a moment or two. This little encounter reminded me of the question that we sometimes ask: if Jesus or God showed up, how would we know? We probably wouldn't, because we have so many preconceived ideas of what Jesus or God should look like and how Jesus or God should act. Jesus did show up 2,000 years ago to people very much like us, and very few really noticed or took notice of what he was saying or doing. And why was that? Well, he didn't meet their expectations. He didn't meet the expectations of what they thought a Messiah should look like or what a Messiah should do. I'm not sure it would be any different today. My belief is that we can see Jesus. We can see God in everything and everyone, in all of creation. And yet, more often than not, I miss it. I was taught very well where to find Jesus, and what time of the year to find Jesus, in church, or at Christmas, or at Easter. But what about the rest of the year, the rest of the day? Every time we pass by someone on the street or in the supermarket, every time we pass another driver on the highway, every time we pass by anything or anyone, we miss, oftentimes, the opportunity to encounter the risen Christ, who dwells deep within each and every one of us, and not just us as believers, but in each and every one of us. We pass by Jesus in good times and in bad, in good weather and bad weather, in good circumstances and in troubling circumstances. All are opportunities for us to encounter the risen Christ in others, and for them to encounter, hopefully, the risen Christ in us. However, I have to say that most often I think I miss him. I miss him because of my own agenda, my own expectations about all kinds of things. I miss those opportunities. Who is to say that I didn't encounter Jesus on the corner of Grant and California Street last Sunday? After all, he showed me a certificate of authenticity, and I must say it was rather elaborate. Most of those who passed by him that Sunday just saw him as an annoyance, something to be avoided. Well, maybe it's precisely that is the Christ in others for us. Because I believe that Christ is in even the most annoying and bothersome to us, and maybe more so because they are in need. Situations like this cause us to look deeper, to look beyond just the surface image and what we physically see. We have to see deeper into every moment, into every person we encounter. It is the obnoxious and the bothersome that engage us in calling forth the risen Christ within us, the risen Christ that is compassion and caring and healing. It is these situations which challenge us, yes, but provide us with the opportunity to meet the risen Christ in others so they may meet the risen Christ in us, so that real healing can take place, real unity can take place in our church, in our society, and in our own homes.